your attention. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Is there a risk that the United States could lose its AAA credit rating, yes or no?
No risk of that.
No risk.
No risk.
This guy's been stoned since the third grade.
Robert Scott Bell.
I have a message. A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back.
Scott Bell.
This is not an issue of credit rating. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that.
What's going on here? Can you explain this one to me?
He's kind of gone crazy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, who's ready to rock the health world with me? Next couple of hours on Genesis and all over planet Earth and our wonderful affiliates around these United States. It is the Robert Scott Bell Show, the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. Like nowhere else in media, they'll try to duplicate it, but they'll hurt themselves and have to call me up, and I'll have to get them some homeopathic remedies to make them all feel better, take care of their boo-boos. Anyway, hey, boo-boo, welcome. And speaking of boo-boo-bees, Angelina Jolie. This has been the week of Jolie's breast cancer that wasn't to be or never would have been. The lies of the genetic medical mafia. That's what's on tap this hour, maybe even next. This has been quite a week on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We were breaking news all week with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, talking about the scam that was Angelina Jolie removing her breasts because she was told she had the BRCA1 or 2 gene mutation that guaranteed, well, maybe not guaranteed, but 87% likely, or maybe not, that she would get breast cancer. And she elected, based on the lies of the medical establishment and all the good doctors that money could buy her, to just mutilate and butcher her body and remove them. Now, the controversy, well, listen, that's a controversial decision in and of itself, granted. And it isn't my place nor Mike Adams' place to say what Angelina Jolie should do with or without her boobies or for her boobies. You know what I'm saying? That's not the argument. Some people have accused us of saying, you're just trying to tell her what she can do with her body. This is not about that. Because some women's group saying, well, you women have rights to remove their body parts. This is not the argument. That's not what we're saying here. I think it's a tragedy that she did what she did, but it's her freedom to do it. Yes. I recognize that. But the real tragedy is that she might influence other women around the world to do the same based on the same damn lie that she was told by her doctors. The claim that if you have this genetic mutation that is patented, claimed and patented by Myriad Genetics in America out west, that somehow you would get breast cancer too, or very likely that you might as well just remove them. Because something's just it's a disaster waiting to happen. And there was no claim that Angelina Jolie had breast cancer. There was no claim that she had breast cancer in her anywhere. And yet, she elected to remove her breast. And I said, a lot of people, this was our concern. Mike Adams and we were both concerned about the message that this would send to women who might look up to her as a role model. And evidently, as I'm reviewing and scouring the mainstream press, the fawning over this decision, the support, the, oh, she's so courageous, we're so proud of you, Angelina, for lopping off. What? This is insane. I mean, the medical, the monopoly's always been an insane thing, but it's gotten even worse. And ladies, they're coming after your body parts, as they have been for generations now. I've been one of the few voices in media over the years to tell women to hold on to their body parts. I talk about it more often in relation to ladies listening. Are you listening? Your uterus and your ovaries. Men have this penchant for wanting to mutilate you, destroy you, take out what is uniquely you, what makes a woman uniquely a woman. And they say, your womb, your uterus, you don't need that. God goop, what kind of crazy stuff is that? God giving you a uterus, you got to get that out of there.
Why do they call it a hysterectomy? Root word hysterical, hysteria. They blame your body parts for hysteria, and they say, we remove that, women will be just fine. What else are you going to give them, men? Huh? And while we're in there pulling out your uterus because we're afraid that there might be a fibroid that could go cancerous, let's just go out and pull out those ovaries as well. They're little pesky little things. You didn't need them. Now, lest we ignore the mutilation of boys or babies, baby boys, in their genitals through circumcision, I recognize it's a religious sacrament for many of those of you out there listening, but there is not a medical need for it, and I will hazard a guess that if you're a man out there listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show right now, and let's just say you had that part of you still fully intact as an adult, and somebody said, hey, do you mind if we do that to you right now? With that kind of fully informed decision as an adult, a fraction of a percent of you, if that, would go, yeah, sure, go ahead, bring out the knife, doc, no problem. And so the issue is one of also informed consent. Now, could we argue that Angelina Jolie, could you argue Angelina Jolie had informed consent? I guess if you believe informed consent includes being lied to by medical doctors, maybe you could say so. But, you know, there was a big stink in the media. They were covering this. In fact, we recorded some bonus segments, Mike Adams and I together, with this breaking news on Angelina Jolie. And one of the things we speculated on the links that we were pretty certain of, that this was a publicity stunt, a public relations boon for Myriad Genetics, as well as the tie-in to the forthcoming Supreme Court deliberations into a decision on whether corporations, artificial creations of the state, can claim ownership over your genes. That's right. That's what BRCA 1 and 2 is. These are your genes, potentially. They could be in everybody. We don't know. Everybody could have them. And now suddenly a corporation claims ownership over it. And in fact, if you want this BRCA test done, or let's just say another group of scientists want to get together and say, I want to study that now, too. I want to see if what they found out is for real. They're going to have to pay royalty and licensing fees to this company. And the question is, what will the Supreme Court rule? Could this timed publicity stunt of Angelina coming forward and saying, I had my breasts removed because of this BRCA gene that the doctors told me I was going to have an 87% chance of getting this cancer later in life, so I'm just going to go ahead and preemptively lop them off or have them removed. Where do we go in a culture that is willing to mutilate its body parts because the priestcraft of the Church of Biological Mysticism say it's cancer waiting to happen? Mike Adams had a great line, and as I interviewed him last week, he said, it's not like your breasts are going to come up one day overnight and kill you. That's not how it works. And if you remove your breast because you're afraid of breast cancer, the breast could have been, that breast tissue could have been the thing that saved your life to give you a signal that something was wrong years ahead of time, where it would have killed you by infecting, if I can call it that, or attacking your vital organs of function, liver, kidneys, pancreas. You follow me here? I don't know. Not the doctors. Too stupid to figure this out. Of course, the ones we feature on the Robert Scott Bell Show, very bright, you know. I'm going to talk with Dr. Nick Gonzalez again, of course, Dr. Rasha Bitar and others, as we do during the week. By the way, special shout out to Dr. Bitar and Liam Sheff. They had a great time up at the Advanced Medicine Seminar in Chicago. And this week, I will be up there as well at Autism One. Well, this gives the mainstream medical dunderheads fits because they actually allow real scientific inquiry into the cause of autism. Could it be vaccinations? Yeah, of course. But we'll be talking about that all week, starting Wednesday the 22nd through the 26th. Liam Sheff is expected to join me as well. We'll have lots of great things available to you, including the One World Way from Stephen Hewer. He's sending up a bunch of samples. So if you haven't tried this stuff, usually you'd have to pay some bucks and some shipping to get this, but we're going to have it available to you at the booth where I'll be broadcasting from Autism One. And also I want to remind you, the following month, a couple of weeks later, we're going to be at Schaumburg, Chicago, Illinois, for the Health Freedom Expo. All the links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Tell your friends, sign up for email alerts, and also You can reach me. Line up on the phones right now. Wide open. The phones are wide open. You want to counter me on Angelina Jolie, or you want to add in and pile on to the absurdity, insanity, and lunacy of removing your body parts under because they threaten to say that you will get breast cancer when they don't know. In fact, I'm going to reveal to you this hour how even the National Cancer Institute acknowledges that the BRCA1 and 2 is no guarantee. It is not a certainty, not even close to the percentage that they're claiming as a cause of your cancer. The phone number, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Now, one of the interviews I did with Mike, the Health Ranger, was banned by YouTube a few hours after it aired when we made the link between the Myriad Genetics Company Corporation, the Supreme Court decision, and Jolie's decision to go public, and suddenly it splashed on the cover of People and Time and what other magazines. And what is the state of consciousness out there? If I review the mainstream media publications online, it's like 95% rah-rah Angelina. So glad you took your breasts away. My gosh, those things were horrific. They were horrible. They were going to kill you. 5% going, what was she, nuts? Which tells you there's not a lot of hope for salvaging if this is primarily an American phenomenon. You think you want to save the Republic? If the Republic is a reflection of the people, it's no wonder it's going down. Are you one of those that are willing to lop off their body parts? Are you afraid you might get skin cancer? Go ahead and take it all off. No, don't do it. Don't do it. Just keep listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. And I'll tell you some more of the real facts behind the lies that were told to Angelina Jolie. RobertScottBell.com. Give me a call, 800-259-5791. Right back after this.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
You're listening to the Godzilla of Health Talk Radio.
Run! It's Godzilla!
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
This hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show brought to you by my good friend, Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe, and the OxyLift special we got running here on the show. Have you gotten yours yet? Little bottle of OxyLift, great price plus when you go to OxyRSB.com. OxyRSB.com. The links are in the show notes at RobertScottBell.com. Guess what? You'll get four DVDs for absolutely free, a $50 value, giving you information that you will never be allowed to know via the mainstream media. So check that out. Thank you to Ed, Mr. Oxygen. And we're going to oxygenate you because without oxygen, all life ends that you know it. And, of course, with oxygen, plenty of it, no cancer can exist. That's a good sign as well. Angelina Jolie, removing her breasts. What do you think? 800-259-5791. They banned the YouTube. They banned the YouTube that Mike Adams and I did. Just an intelligent, intellectual discussion and speculation. And they said we were engaging in some kind of deceptive commercial activity. The hell was that? In other words, what we were doing was revealing the deception of big corporations that are tied into the federal government and that are granted the freedom to lie to you directly. The license to kill is not James Bond. It's a medical doctor. A license to lie. It's not just actors like Jolie. It's the doctors that tell her lies about whether she would get breast cancer later in life. And that is the point of this. That is what I wanted to reveal today on the air. And we're going to do so. By the way, Christopher Barr is scheduled. We hope to have him back. He's married. He's a newlywed. And he's coming back on Nutritional Historian. And we're going to talk about some very specific strategies to prevent and reverse cancer. Things that your government doesn't want you to know. Because they're too interested in protecting Big Pharma, the interest of Big Pharma, and protecting Big Pharma from you when you realize how bad they have lied to you as well. Now, from the very beginning of this psychological operation, the PSYOP, to convince you that a gene causes cancer, I said it. There's no way this gene causes cancer. Genes don't cause cancer. It's about manifestation, expression. And that is epigenetics. That is the environment and its impact on gene expression. Our very beliefs, our emotions. That is very real. But none of that is discussed when they talk about, oh my gosh, we found this BRCA gene. And then they claim 87% likely that you're going to get this cancer, Angelina Jolie, and she bought it. She believed it. And she mutilated herself. She took away part of her womanhood, and she's evidently now targeting her ovaries as well, because they say that it's indicative more of ovarian cancer than even breast cancer. Now, I want to read this to you. This is really quite shocking. And I've got it linked up in the show notes. I've actually got it written up here as well at robertscottbell.com. About conventional medicine openly admitting to confusion over the BRCA1 gene. Jonathan Landsman over there at Natural News did a great job on this one. And it's really quite shocking because everything else you hear in the media is about this gene cancer. They always want to say genetic causes of cancer. Even though there's never been a validated study to say definitively that that gene causes that cancer. Any more than the human papillomavirus actually causes cervical cancer 20, 30 years down the road. But that never, little lie, big lie, doesn't matter. Never stop Big Pharma from foisting their poison upon you with the full force and support of the federal government. And what made this even more intriguing, and perhaps another reason why the video of the audio interview with Mike Adams that I did last week was banned or pulled by YouTube. No, there was no bad language discussed. We may have said breast, but heck, you see what's on YouTube? I think they even allow nudity. I don't know. But they certainly allow plenty of horrific, graphic, pornographic violence. But our simple discussion of Angelina Jolie removing her body parts warrants a banning for deceptive commercial? What was that? Honestly, think about that. What it tells me and what it should tell you is that we hit way too close to the truth. Way too close. I mentioned the Supreme Court decision that's we're waiting to see where that's going, whether they acknowledge or allow or endorse or, you know, sanction the ownership of your genes by a pharmaceutical biotech company, or whether they say, no, you can't own genes. You can't own human genes. And these tie-ins are incredible. The story is absolutely incredible, the implications for this. And one thing I will say, that even if the Supreme Court rules that they can own your genes, it's only setting the stage for rebellion. Because how much can the slaves take before they revolt? They already own you via the income tax code if you work for Federal Reserve notes. They tell you how much you can keep each year. Income tax, slavery tax. It's a slave tax. Now, what about just granting them ownership of just some of your genes? Well, doesn't that mean by default that they technically own them all and they get to say which ones they allow you to have without paying them for the privilege of reproducing? Because if your kid has the BRCA and they find out, where's their licensing and royalty fee now? You think I'm exaggerating? No. Look at the patenting of genes in food through Monsanto's GMOs. Did they not go after the small independent family farmers who simply, their only crime was being downwind of Monsanto-grown corn, for instance? And then they were subject to a suit that they could hardly pay to defend because they were claimed to have stolen Monsanto's property, and your government is protecting Monsanto. The Supreme Court is protecting Monsanto. The government of the people, by the people, for the people? Uh-uh. Unless the people are now persons, and that's corporations. But you as a corporation, your corporate status is not as protected as Myriad Genetics is or Monsanto is. You follow me? But the jig is up. The scandals with the Obama administration going down on the IRS, looking into your records if you're conservative, wanting to know what prayer tweets you might have sent out on Facebook or wherever. Targeting Tea Party groups. This has happened. It's happened for a long time, but now it's just coming to light because, as we predicted here, an age of consciousness, you can no longer hide the lies and deceit the same way you once were able to do so. And the lies and deceit related to this BRCA gene are going to come to light as well. And they're going to come to light right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Now, we've got loads of cool stuff coming up. As I said, Advanced Medicine Monday, Monday. Oh, by the way, big news, big announcement. We are switching our time slot, getting into a better time slot for the Robert Scott Bell Show Monday through Friday. As of tomorrow, I've been informed that this is confirmed from Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, through National News Radio. You'll hear a new show kick into gear at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. That's a three-hour delay from where we had been for the last two-plus years. From noon to 2, we switch 3 to 5 in the afternoon, Monday through Friday on National News Radio. Check it out. We'll have the updates at robertscottbell.com. And when we come back from this break, I'm going to read to you from the National Cancer Institute about BRCA, what they do know and don't know, the fact that they don't know whether it'll cause cancer. Oh, sorry, Angelina Jolie, about your boobies being gone. Want to hear from you? Give me a call, 800-259-5791. The Robert Scott Bell Show, back after this.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
What's more amazing than a Swiss Army knife? A survival business card. It's 11 functions rolled into one pocket-sized tool, including a sharp knife, a saw, a bottle opener, and a can opener, too. It even has a wrench. It lays flat, fits right in your wallet. A survival multi-tool for your wallet, leather-like sheath included, designed to be practical and built to last. Yours free. That's right, free. Claim yours right now while supplies last at freesurvivaltool.com. Again, that's freesurvivaltool.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
The 9th Annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious, healthy foods. Watch award-winning documentaries. Attend exciting panel discussions. Discover the latest natural health products. And be sure to check out the Expo Hall, filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions and receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day or $45 for the entire three-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit. But hurry, tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit healthfreedomexpo.com or call 888-658-3972. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
Yeah, the truth is taking you to hold on to your body parts today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Give me a call. You can get through to me live on the air right now, 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791 through Genesis Communications and all our wonderful affiliates around these United States. Shout out to everybody out there. Thank you. Tell your friends the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty is right here. And five additional days of the week through Natural News Radio, we're changing our time slot. You're the first to know right now. 3 to 5 Eastern time in the afternoons, Monday through Friday, switching up tomorrow. So be ready for that. Don't be shocked if at noon you're like, hey, where's the new show? Hey, it's coming up at 3 tomorrow. So that's the plan. Anyway, we got Angelina Jolie and the breast cancer that wasn't there and more today. And I was going to tell you how the BRCA1 gene is not even known to be definitively a cause of cancer. That's right. And I'm not the one just saying it, even though I know it to be factual. Everything is not satisfactory if you're Angelina Jolie's boobies, but how about yours? Are you willing to let go of them based on a gene scam and based on the Supreme Court trying to rule that your genes are the property of some multinational corporation somewhere that can dictate to you what you can or can't do with them? How long till you will have to get a license to reproduce, and it will cost you to have children based on the genes you may or may not have that may or may not be owned by corporations which are artificial creations of the state, and the state attempts to convince you that you are one of those as well. However, you get less privileges than those that are multinational. Isn't that lovely? Now, this is coming from the National Cancer Institute. I have this linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. You can see the article also at Natural News. And it's about conventional medicine openly admitting to confusion over the BRCA1 gene. It's important, and here I go, I quote them. This is right. This is coming from NCI. It is important to note, however, that most research related to BRCA1 and BRCA2 has been done on large families with many individuals affected by cancer. Estimates of breast and ovarian cancer risk associated with BRCA1 and BRCA2 mutations have been calculated from studies of these families. Because family members share a proportion of their genes and often their environment, it is possible that the large number of cancer cases seen in these families may be due in part to other genetic or environmental factors. Emphasis added. Therefore, and I continue with the quote from the National Cancer Institute. They don't want you to see it, but you can link to it. I link to it. You can go there and see it for yourself, what you're hearing with your own ears right now. Continue with the quote. Therefore, risk estimates that are based on families with many affected members may not accurately reflect the levels of risk for BRCA1 and BRCA2 mutation carriers in the general population. Bingo, bango, bongo. It's a lie. They want you to believe a lie. They don't know. It may not accurately reflect the level of risk out there in the general population. Back to the quote here from the National Cancer Institute. Are you ready for more? In addition, no data are available from long-term studies of the general population comparing cancer risk in women who have harmful BRCA1 or BRCA2 mutations with women who do not have such mutations. Did you hear what I just said? There is no long-term studies, no data available comparing the general population of those with it, without it. Doesn't matter. We don't have the data. We're making stuff up. Yep, almost had to mute me. Therefore, and I quote here, therefore, the percentages given above are estimates that may change as more data become available. In other words, the 87% number is pulled out of their aspirin, and it could change down to 82 or 14 or 1 or 0. We don't know. Angelina Jolie, I salute your stupidity for believing the lies of Big Pharma and Big Medicine. With all the money you had, you didn't even need Obamacare. And you fell for their lies. And you lost your breast because of it. Are you truly feeding your kids fast food, Angelina? What does a gene matter when you're doing that? Hey, we got lots more healing to go. I'd love to hear from you. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Rocking the health world like nowhere else in media. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here, wanting to speak to you from my heart. For those of you that listen to my show, you know I'm candid with my words. I have never been so encouraged to endorse a product as I am now. The Natural Action Water Device from Structured Water Technologies. This little device structures your water and neutralizes chemicals so your water is pure natural. No filters, no gimmicks, and no electricity. Just simple biophoton energy. There's a lifetime warranty and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Thinking about water should be serious. Thinking about drinking water is deadly serious. There's too much information to put in this 60-second commercial, so log on to structuredwatertechnologies.com. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com. You can also click on the link at my website, RonnieMcMullenShow.com. Do the research and find out why this little water unit is changing the world. That's StructuredWaterTechnologies.com. That's StructuredWaterTechnologies.com.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the terrible danger we're in. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get a good food storage. We thought the danger was drought, or food delivered to our gas tanks, or our food sold to other countries, or food so expensive that only those on food stamps and welfare could afford it. but we have just experienced the most effective way to lose your freedom, liberty, and security without even a fight. Government regulation. After a 160-year tradition of self-reliance, the do-it-yourself and charitable Mormon food storage canneries in half the country are forced to shut down due to excessive government regulations. Grow your own food, more regulations. If you've ever been warned to get food while you can, this is it. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Giving the pharmaceutical industry cardiac arrest.
Clear.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
How y'all doing out there? You shocked? Appalled? Exhausted? Fatigued? Relieved? Yes, that's right. You no longer have to live in fear of a gene mutation. Now all you have to live in fear of, and I hope that you're not afraid of them, I hope you're armed and ready to protect yourself, is a government gone mad that wants to look at every little aspect of your life, your social media network. Are you conservative? Do you believe in abortion or not? We want to check it out. We're going to investigate you. And if you're an AP reporter, the Obama administration wants to know about your sources. What are you uncovering? Can't have that happen. First Amendment, man, it's overruled. Or at least that's the attempt. Now, I'd like to hear from you now that you know that you will not be subjected to cancer just simply because you may or may not have the BRCA1 gene mutation or BRCA2, much less ovarian cancer. They admitted it right at the National Cancer Institute website. It's linked up in the show notes. So where is the message in People magazine? Where is it in Time magazine? Are you still under the illusion that the mainstream media tells you anything that is truthful or factual? Or if they do, that it is without the bending of the truths and the facts so that you will be manipulated into believing something completely untrue about your own life and your own body, pretending you or molding you into a victim that you willingly or unwillingly and unknowingly agree to participate in by virtue of your belief in the authorities. Well, I'm not a doctor, Robert. I can't figure that out. Hell yeah, you can. You're smarter than they are because you aren't willing to be subjected to this kind of brainwashing that has got them to believe that genes cause cancer. The law of the terrain, Antoine Béchamp. We're going to talk about that next hour a lot more with Christopher Barr. I hadn't heard from him in a while because he was out getting married, getting hitched. Now that he's newly wedded, he says, I got time for you again. So if we can track him down, we'll get him on next hour. But you can be on right now if you'd like. Don't worry, I don't bite. 800 is the number, toll free, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. If you're too intimidated to go live with me on the air, I don't know why you would be, but you can also call me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, leave a message, and I'll answer you on the air unless you say I don't want it on the air. But 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. And if you could, do me a favor and give a holler out, give a call out to my good friend Judy Irwin. She has the right frequency machine that we use here, the Bioelectrics for Health Unit, the BCX Ultra. And there's a link in the show notes, 800-936-6240, 800-936-6240. You talk about cancer, you talk about Royal Raymond Rife, those of you who are concerned about it.
There are ways energetically to neutralize that. We must detoxify. I had an old friend show up at my lecture yesterday, which was actually a couple. I had Coast Guard Corey show up, which was nice, and his family. Shout out to Corey if you're listening. It was great to see you and your kids and your lovely wife and share a raw organic meal. It was really special. And, of course, Joe Stokely, a big shout out to you as well. Now, one of the folks that came to the lecture brought a scan or image of a thermograph, a thermographic image of breast tissue, concerned about heat signatures that showed up there might be problems later on. Case in point, the theme today, of course, of breast cancer. And I will tell you, we're going to talk, as I said, more in detail next hour, but we're going to look into things like selenium. We're going to look into things like iodine. We're going to look into things like homeopathic medicines, sarcodes, detoxification of the body. But I also don't want to overlook or neglect in any way, shape, or form emotional issues, particularly for women. Women that have had severe emotional trauma in their young lives as little girls or as, you know, developing girls, teenage girls. These issues play out and manifest in your body. The breasts often take the brunt of it, but there can be female-specific issues, as we know, with female cycle related to ovaries, uterus, etc. And so it's not a gene mutation. It literally can be an emotional trauma that set the stage, a belief system that sets the stage for manifesting disease in those areas of your body. Now, once we recognize that, that's another layer of undoing the future that may, like the doctors are trying to pretend to you, that because this gene is there, you're going to get cancer. But I would argue because of a belief system that is there, because if there is an emotional wound or trauma that was never acknowledged, recognized, or healed, that is setting the stage for genetic manifestation or epigenetic impact on the environment impacting on what's expressing there. But you combine that with toxins, heavy metals, aluminum, additives, preservatives, GMOs, pesticides, plastifiers, you name it. We got to get that out. Call? Yes. Give me a call. 800-259-5791. Whatever you want to talk about, I'll open up the lines for you right now on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Tell your friends this is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty, robertscottbell.com. And we got more on the other side of this break. Don't go anywhere.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. The special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and
and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
What does RSB drink? That's right. You know, the water that I drink, it's up online now. The links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, or you can go directly to robertswater.com. Yeah, what does Robert Scott Bell drink? Go to robertswater.com and find out. And you can download a free 16-page ebook to learn all about it, why I drink what I drink every day in my family, why structure, alkalize, ionize, and otherwise purify, clean out that water, okay? You can also call toll-free if you've got a question, if you're not, let's say, internet savvy about Robert's water. 1-800-337-7017. 1-800-337-7017. I'm not fooling around here. When I tell you to call something, I mean it! It's because I actually use it. I actually utilize it here, and I'll talk about it. So these are the things you can do, and we'll talk about food-grown nutrition to break the cycle of cancer. So we said manifesting cancer. I was talking about emotional issues. I've been living on this all week. Listen to this. Want to hear this? What was that? That was 911 stress control from King Bio. It's been a stressful week for me. I'll be honest with you. I mean, these stories were intense. What was going on? I was just burning the candle at both ends, and there were 10 ends going at a time. That's the kind of week I had. Didn't get a day off yesterday. I hosted another show for a friend who wasn't able to be there. I lectured. Good things that I saw good friends, and that helped out a lot. And I'm not complaining. I mean, I love doing what I'm doing. I love bringing the power to heal back to you where it belongs. It's God's honest truth, and it makes me happy. It makes my heart happy. And that's why we're going on the road. We're going to go up to Autism One coming up this week in Chicago. AutismOne.org. Check it out. Andrew Wakefield will be there. Jenny McCarthy, will probably get to interview her as well, which will be fun. And let's see, who else we got? Well, we got that, and then Liam Sheff, author of Official Stories, will be there with me. And I got good folks at Sovereign Silver helping out. Good folks with One World Way, Stephen Hewer helping out, King Bio, Homeopathics. And we've got so many extraordinary things for kids that are suffering with autism, ADHD, and the like, that we've got tools galore if you come on down, including samples of One World Way. That stuff is good as gold. As far as a superfood, you think about it, protein, of course, a lot of the protein has been corrupted. It's been denatured out there in many ways through cooking, heating, and we've got a form of it that can actually supply you regenerative proteins, enhance glutathione production, help you to detox, and it's in such a small form that even those of you who are gastrointestinally corrupted can handle it, and we'll have it there for you to try. So very exciting. That's coming up real soon. 888-988-3325 to get a hold of Stephen Hewer and One World Way. And we'll have, again, samples for free for you there. And normally you call up if you want to try it. And I would encourage you to do so, even if you can't get to Chicago. Try it out. You'll see what I'm talking about. The best tasting stuff ever. And it's not sweetened with any sugar at all, so there's no glycemic impact, which is nice. So what else? We got fever issues on the way? Fever? This is interesting. A review... You know, this is the whole thing about when I get on brain surgeons like Sanjay Gupta, you know, it's because he's smart. He's a brain surgeon, right? But then again, he has a flu or what he perceives to be an influenza issue. And then he takes Tylenol while he's having this thing and the fever is up and he takes a Tylenol. And the question is that good for you? Is that bad for you?
And there's a lot of controversy in modern medicine to say, hey, you know, if you do it, it'll slow down healing, or it'll stop the healing, or it'll keep it healing fast. I mean, nobody knows in modern medicine. Listen, all you need to know is that Tylenol, a.k.a. acetaminophen, is highly liver toxic, and it's the number one reason why people check into the emergency room in America for liver failure because of overdoses on acetaminophen. But I'm telling you, even normal dosing is dangerous, and if you happen to take this stuff, you better follow it up with a coffee enema or One World Way or extra selenium or homeopathic detox drainage remedies. I mean, how do you expect by reducing fever and intoxicating the liver that you're going to help someone to get better? I do understand the danger of extremely high fever on the brain. But most fevers that I hear that people are taking this stuff for are 102, 101, 103 even, 103.5. You know, and until you're getting in the 105, 106 region, and particularly for a prolonged time, I mean, you know, there are other ways to reduce fever without resorting to intoxicating the liver. Feverish children given anti-fever meds return to normal body temperature 4 hours more quickly than those without meds on average. Well, whoop-de-frickin-do. Why would you do that? Why would you intoxicate a child's liver just to get the fever down when the body knows that a fever, what it's doing, the immune system is designed to burn out the bad guys, help restore normalcy? And you're going to fight against that? That's allopathic medicine, to fight against. Everything's a war. The war on cancer. The war on Angelina Jolie's breasts. Are you going to fight that war on your own breasts? Men, you have them too. Breast cancer occurs there. But why? What are you eating? Angelina, you taking your kids to McDeath? Is that where they've learned to eat? Is that what it is? And as we've read this hour from the National Cancer Institute, it could be that families that play together, stay together, and genetically express together in the same way, which is why you'll often see cancer express in the breasts of women from same families. Look at their background. Look at their environmental factors. Look at their emotional factors. Similar gene manifestation, genetic expression is similar too. Big surprise? Angelina, did you know that you had the power to heal the breast cancer before it ever became cancer? Now, by removing breast tissue, you might have made your prognosis for the future actually worse and not better. Because whatever precipitated by your lifestyle and manifests in your body now no longer has fatty tissue to hide in that is much less devastating than would it be to manifest in a liver, in your kidneys, in your pancreas, or elsewhere. You follow me here? The breasts don't cause breast cancer. Men, your prostate doesn't cause prostate cancer. And I guarantee you, see, this is where men are smarter than women. Or maybe they're more scared than women of doctors. But that's a smart thing to be. Wake up. Tell your friends about the Robert Scott Bell Show. We hope to hear from Chris Barr next hour. We'll continue this discussion about preventing cancer in ways that the media, the old media, will not let you know. And, of course, the government doesn't want you to know either, but screw them. I'm sorry. I'm just going to say it. They don't have a right to tell you what not to put in your body, okay? The power to heal is yours. Back after the news.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Move Over Organic, the Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.